Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
More legal problems for Jay-Z reported by TMZ. Jay-Z finally struck a deal on his debut studio album with the music business veteran, agreeing to pay him royalties about 10 years ago. The check stopped coming in. The guy wants his money. According to this lawsuit, Reynard Herbert claims that he used his connections to help land Jay-Z's Rockefeller distribution deal back in 1995, which led to an agreement where he get a percentage, 1% of sales on the famed Reasonable Doubt album, which he also claims he helped master. Now, according to these documents, everything was going fine with the arrangement until 2008, the last time Herbert claims he got paid. He says he reached out to Jay-Z's people back in 2010 to ask about his money. They said, "I don't know what you're talking about." He also claims that since then, he's not been paid his contractually promised 1% on Reasonable Doubt, says he's suing to get what he believes he's owed, plus damages, interest, and anything else he could think of. So you know Drake's dad, Dennis Graham, he's always been outspoken, kind of lacks filter. Well, he's speaking on the Me Too movement, and he was stopped by the TMZ photographers and asked about the whole Jamie Foxx situation. TMZ first reported that a woman in Vegas said that Foxx slapped her with this, you know, his hoo-ha 16 years ago. She's kind of making some noise about it 16 years later. Drake's dad, who TMZ is reporting may have had a couple of drinks because he was slurring, admits he doesn't know what happened in Jamie's case, but then says there's a bigger issue for the women in general. He says, "Take your ass home. Don't go into a man's room." I'm not gonna say anything. Remember that car accident Lil Scrappy and his friend were in, and Lil Scrappy said he wasn't driving, but then the friend said he was driving. Police didn't press any charges because nobody was hurt. But now the friend, Casino Roulette, who was actually injured more so than Lil Scrappy, wants some money. TMZ says Casino lawyered up, and the lawyer saying that Casino sustained life-altering injuries and is lucky to be alive. He feels Scrappy was negligent and reckless when he fell asleep at the wheel. Roulette was in ICU for 3 days following the accident: broken ribs, a concussion, bruised lungs, liver, and kidneys, two major surgeries to repair his ruptured large intestine as well. Lil Scrappy says he has no recollection of falling asleep, but admits he might have overdone it by driving too much in one day. Again, Scrappy won't face any criminal charges for the accident. His friendship with Casino, on the other hand, might be scrapped. See what I did there? So Nicki Minaj says a lot of modern day girls are prostitutes. 35-year-old got a little candid in an interview, and in talking about single women, she most recently linked up with rapper Nas, and then prior to, you know, that, after Meek Mill, she was speaking candidly about women exchanging their beauty for a few coins. She says, "I don't really know how to say that without being offensive. Maybe I was naive, but I didn't realize how many girls were modern day prostitutes. Whether you're a stripper or whether you're an Instagram chick, these girls are so beautiful. They have so much to offer, but I started finding out that you give them a couple thousand dollars, you can have sex with them." She's quoted as saying, "It's just sad that they don't know their worth. It makes me sad as a woman. It makes me sad that maybe I've contributed to that in some way. What you looking at me for? You get no sympathy from this way, sister."